There comes a time in every movement when pride gives way to conscience, when loyalty to a man must bow to loyalty to the truth. For many Republicans, that time is now. We remember what our party once stood for: fiscal discipline without cruelty, strong defense without endless war, faith without fanaticism, freedom balanced by responsibility. Those values built a nation worth conserving. But in recent years, they've been buried under rage and grievance, twisted into a cult of personality that mocks everything we once claimed to believe. It's time to say it plainly. Donald Trump doesn't own the Republican Party. He never did. He only borrowed our fears, our frustrations, and our flag, and used them for himself. The real Republican spirit has always been one of work, decency, and courage. It's the spirit of Eisenhower, who warned against blind militarism, of Reagan, who knew America's greatness was found in optimism, not anger, of countless local leaders who served their communities quietly, never asking for fame or applause. We don't have to hate anyone to move forward. We just have to remember who we are and what we're not. So to every conservative who feels trapped between extremes, you're not alone. You haven't changed. The noise just got louder. It's time to reclaim our principles, our party, and our peace. The yoke is heavy only until you lift it. Then you remember what freedom feels like.